Time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for a 30% chance for showers, with a high of 78. Tonight, 60% chance for rain, with a low of 63. I'm Jeff Vaughn, reporting the news. 27-year-old Centralia resident Christopher Gallatin and 30-year-old Edgewood resident Walter West have been formally charged with two counts of murder in connection with the death of 80-year-old Edgewood resident Roger Corson. They also face one count of residential burglary, and one of the murder counts was based on the murder being committed during another forcible felony. Corson was found deceased at his home by a family member on September 26th. Officials said a safe, multiple firearms, and a television were taken from the residence. Gallatin and West were taken into custody last week following a tip to the Effingham City Police Department Crime Stoppers. Bond was set at $2.5 million each. More news next.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting and stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, at night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. 5-pound russet potatoes, $1.69. 10-pound chicken leg quarters, $4.40. Whole New York strip steaks, $5.99 a pound. And 80-20 ground beef for $3.99 a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store located on West Main in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Are you tired of online classes and ready to get back into an engaging in-person learning environment? Then Frontier Community College has just what you're looking for. Our small class size allows us to safely teach on campus so we can give you an individualized, real-life education, even in these uncertain times. We offer courses that can help you work towards a four-year degree and a number of certificate degrees that can have you ready to start a new career in 2 years or less. Classes start on January 11th, so call us today at 618-842-3711 to enroll.
In other news, New Hope will take on Jonesboro in SIJHSAA Class S semifinal softball action this afternoon in Coulterville. We'll have coverage of the game on 104.9 WFIW, beginning around 3. Derek Dunn will have the call. 44-year-old Fairfield resident Roy D. Finley was sentenced in Wayne County Circuit Court yesterday. He pleaded guilty to a count of criminal damage to property, a Class A misdemeanor, and was sentenced to 12 months supervision. Finley was also ordered to pay $933 in fines, court costs, and restitution. Wayne County deputies arrested 23-year-old Flora resident Tristan E. Wilson last night on a Hardin County warrant for failure to appear in court on a charge of speeding. He was taken to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending the posting of $445 bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who attempted to cut a catalytic converter off a truck belonging to Integrity Tree Service, causing over $1,000 damage. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Edwards County Health Office and Edwards County Farm Bureau will offer a drive-through flu shot clinic on October 21st from 11 to 4 at the Edwards County Fairgrounds. The clinic is for private pay, private insurance, and Medicare customers only. Medicaid customers must call the health office for an appointment for a shot. The cost for private pay shots is $30 for low dose and $65 for high dose for those over 65 years old. Attendees will remain in their cars, should wear short sleeves, and should watch for traffic flow signs. People paying with private insurance or Medicare need to bring insurance cards. The county will not have flu shot clinics at the senior centers this year. Seniors can go to the drive-through clinic, make an appointment at the health office, or visit their primary physician to get a flu shot. This is National Fire Prevention Week, and State Fire Marshal spokesman J.C. Fultz says the focus this year is on the sounds of safety. He says a single chirp every 30 to 60 seconds means the battery is low and should be replaced.
It's so important that if you hear the alarm letting you know that the battery's low, that you change it right then. Even if it's in the middle of the night, get up, change that battery, because what happens if you take that battery out of your smoke alarm and then there's a fire? It doesn't work anymore. And what we really want you to know is to understand what those sounds mean. And you can do that by, A, testing your smoke alarm every single month of the year, and you know what the sound is going to sound like. But if it's chirping, it's important to read the instructions from the manufacturer, replace that battery twice a year. Just follow all those precautions.
A continuous set of three loud beeps means there is smoke or a fire, and people should leave immediately and call 911. Foltz also reminds people smoke alarms need to be replaced every 10 years. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce held its 100th annual dinner meeting last night at the Elks Dining Hall. Brad Jessup received the Outstanding Community Service Award, and Don, Nick, and Anthony Zerlini accepted the Business of the Year Award for Zerlini Enterprises. Jessup, a member of the Fairfield Rotary Club and Funfest Committee, recognized his family, co-workers at McDowell, Kencheloe, and Jessup, and fellow committee members in his acceptance speech. And Nick Zerlini spotlighted his family for their support in his. Additionally, Mayor Mike Dreith handed out the first annual Smile Award to Christy Horning. The award stands for Shines, Motivates, Inspires, Leads, and Excels. Winners will be announced quarterly in the future, with one chosen for the new annual award. In other action at the meeting, several past Outstanding Community Service Award winners were recognized, including Richard Mason, Preston Matthews, Horning, Jay Faye, Dr. Patrick Molt, Linda Monge, Dr. Jed Jones, Ed Potts, Donna Reaver, Judy Griswold, Monty Manahan, and Judy Jelly. Matt Vaughn was the keynote speaker, and he detailed Abraham Lincoln's visit to Fairfield and the surrounding area for the 1840 presidential campaign. L. Brian Williams won the 50-50 drawing for $107, and he donated the winnings back to the chamber. The Albion City Council met last night. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council, under Visitors on Business, heard from Nikki Hoswinkel from the upcoming Fair Fest for next year. Hoswinkel asked the city help sponsor the entertainment for the coming year. She currently has a $5,000 donation from Citizens National Bank. No action taken by the council at this month's meeting, but will be placed on the November agenda. The council discussed Boo on the Bricks, scheduled for October 30th, starting at 5 p.m. The council also set Trick or Treating for October 30th from 4 to 7 p.m. Stan Struckmeyer presented a letter to the council talking about the automatic annual 3% water rate increase. He would like to see the rate stay relatively the same for a period of time, and told the council that those on Social Security have difficulty making up the continued increase in water bills. NatMart requested that the council allow alcohol drinks be sold in a certain area of the NatMart so that the station can install gaming. A liquor commission meeting has been set for Tuesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. for that discussion. Christy McLaurin from Kemper CPA Group presented the annual audit to the council. No major findings were reported. However, some funds were a little low on cash reserves. The only account to show a negative balance was a garbage fund with a $4,000 deficit. A recent water leak at the fairgrounds amounting to $3,145 was requested to be lowered by Neil Fearn, president of the Edwards County Fair Board. Fearn did say that the leak was during the fair when there was livestock present. However, the council decided not to adjust the water bill since the fair board did know that they had a leak. There was discussion about the updates to the city's ordinance book and included redistricting the wards to be more equal. The final vote on those changes will occur after the ordinances have been recodified. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
Fairfield Community High School plans to hold parent-teacher conferences October 26th and 28th from 4 to 7 p.m. On the 28th, seniors and their parents and guardians are invited to attend a FAFSA workshop to get help in completing the required financial aid form. Anyone with questions or who wants to set up a date and time for a conference should call the FCHS Guidance Department at 847-9405. The Hamilton County Community Unit School District will partner with the state of Illinois to hold a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic later this week. The clinic will run from 7:30 to 11:30 this Thursday and Friday at the unit office at 804 Gulf Course Road in McLeansboro. The Pfizer vaccine is authorized and recommended for persons 12 and older. The Egyptian Health Department announced 9 new cases of COVID-19 in White County since Saturday, bringing its total to 2,996. Hamilton County reported 5 cases since Friday and sat at 1,289. One person was hospitalized, and 7 were in isolation. Jefferson County added 44 cases since Saturday, including 11 yesterday. The State Department of Public Health announced 7,139 new cases since Friday afternoon and 59 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 1,638,003 cases and 25,076 deaths. The southern region had a 7-day positivity rate of 4.7% on October 1st, down from 4.9% on September 30th. Its 7-day average availability for ICU beds was up to 7%. The Illinois Farm Bureau's Mark Gebhards continues to talk ag funding through the Commodity Credit Corporation, even as infrastructure and budget talks continue in Washington, D.C.
There's about $30 billion that is a part of the Commodity Credit Corporation, or the CCC as it's referred to. One of the key things here is that there are $3 billion of new money that is being brought forward into this new fiscal year that will address some very key things. And one of those is the climate initiatives. There's been debate out here as to how to use the CCC funds, because they are supposed to be used for commodities. So the terminology that USDA is now using as it looks at how they're going to work in this climate-related area, it's going to be a pilot project, or pilot projects, I should say, that will be voluntary, which is very, very important, very key, very much something we support in terms of the approach to this on the voluntary nature, to be used for farmers as part of the climate work, if you will, that would be going on.
Gebhards is the IFB Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities. The Illinois Department of Revenue has launched a new website. Kim Howard has more.
The site is more user-friendly and includes some new features, says agency spokesperson Maura Kanacki.
The new modernized website features include an intuitive drop-down menu, a virtual assistant, and a Google Translate, which provides information in 7 of the most used languages. It's a lot more user-friendly, and we believe the new design will greatly improve user experience by providing visitors with quick, relevant information as efficiently as possible.
Check out the revamped website at tax.illinois.gov. There you can file your taxes, check on the status of your refund, learn more about the earned income tax credit, and find additional tax information. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
At Golden Harvest, our best skill is knowing how to listen. From our Gold Series soybean and game-changing corn portfolios, to our expert insights housed in the Illuminate Digital Agronomy platform, everything we offer is an answer to what we've heard from you. This is how we listen.
Copyright 2021 Syngenta. The trademarks or service marks used herein are the property of a Syngenta Group company. All other trademarks are the property of their respective owners.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 74 degrees. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 34,386, up 383 points. The NASDAQ is currently at 14,468, up 212. And the S&P 500 is at 4,356, up 55 points. Currently, crude oil is at $70.62. That's up 12 cents since this morning. This is Jeremy Smith for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 85-year-old Wayne City resident Morris Allen Newman died on Sunday. Morris Newman is survived by his wife Helen, children Brad, Robin, John, Mark, Susan, Kim, Debbie, Teresa, and Annette, sisters Marcia, Diana, and Patricia, 26 grandchildren, 31 great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Archie Sanders Memorial Chapel. Visitation will be from 9 to service time. Young Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 76-year-old McLeansboro resident Donald L. Lynch died on Monday. Donald Lynch is survived by his wife Brenda, sons Dwayne and Jason, mother Delcy, 4 grandchildren, siblings Diane and Dennis, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be held Thursday at 1 at Harry Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial with military rites will be at the Oddfellows Cemetery. 73-year-old Flora resident James D. McCarty died on April 16, 2020. Services will be held Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Flora Depot Community Room. Mass will be at 4:30 at St. Stephen Catholic Church. 76-year-old Fairfield resident Norval D. Smith died on Sunday. Norval Smith is survived by siblings Verl and Lucretia and several nieces and nephews. No formal services will be held. Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 74-year-old League City, Texas resident Bill Edwin Davis died on August 6th. Private burial was held. 46-year-old Noble resident Denise Nicole Schnell died on Friday. Services will be held Wednesday at 2 at Frankenbright Funeral Home. Visitation will be today from 5 to 7, and burial will be in Green Hill Cemetery. 91-year-old McLeansboro resident James Duncan Tyler died on September 29th. Services will be held Wednesday at noon at 10 Mile Baptist Church. Visitation will be from 10:30 to service time. Harry Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. 32-year-old Flora resident Michelle Powell died on September 27th. Services will be held Saturday at 3 at Transformation Church of God in Clay City. Frankenbright Funeral Home is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
It's time for a Tuesday check of sports. Junior high softball from the SIJHS AA Class S State Tournament at Coulterville. New Hope wins 7-2 over Patoka. Jonesboro 10, Crab Orchard 4. Summersville beats Alvarado 7-1. And Chester St. John's Lutheran defeats Coulterville 5-1. At the Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Albion wins 7-2 over Carlisle. Johnston City 4, Vienna 1. Pinckneyville wins 8-0 over Cesar Valier. And Smithton defeats Redbud 11-10. In junior high baseball at the SIJHS AA Class S State Tournament at Coulterville, Altamont Lutheran defeats Sisney 5-4, Mascoutah Holy Childhood over Redbud St. John's Lutheran 10-0, Woodlawn 5, Pinckneyville 4, and Heron Our Lady of Mount Carmel defeats Cypress Buncombe 9-1. At the Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Albion a 16-2 winner over Rome, Nashville 6, St. Boniface 1, Johnston City wins 4-3 over Hardin County, and Pinckneyville defeats Smithton 10-3. High school football last night, the FCHS JV get a 42-0 win over CZR. In high school tennis, Mount Carmel defeats FCHS 7-2. The Mules got singles wins from Hannah Losey and Sarah McGehee. High school volleyball last night, Sisney wins over Patoka 25-23, 26-24, and Woodlawn defeats Hamilton County 25-16, 15-25, 25-13. The Monday night NFL game saw the Chargers beat the Raiders 28-14. 2016. Bubba Wallace is in the history books after securing his first NASCAR Cup Series win Monday at the Yellowwood 500 at Talladega. Wallace's victory marks the first time a black driver has won in NASCAR's Elite Cup level since Hall of Famer Wendell Scott's lone victory in 1963. Brad Keselowski was second and Joey Logano third. NHL preseason action last night, the Blackhawks defeat the Detroit Red Wings 6-4. You can check out the entire scoreboard at our website, WFIWradio.com. Well, fans are gradually returning to the ballpark, and the numbers reflect it. Major League Baseball drew 45.3 million fans this season, according to ESPN's 2021 attendance report. The shortened 2020 season was played with no fans, with the exception of the postseason. The Cardinals are putting together their roster for the National League wildcard game tomorrow against the Dodgers. The Cardinals could leave pitchers Jay Happ, Miles Michaelis, and John Lester off the roster. Manager Mike Schilt says Jack Flaherty will be available to pitch. Schilt must also decide whether to play Paul DeJong or Edmundo Sosa at shortstop. First pitch for the one-game wildcard is 7:10 p.m. Illinois running back Chase Brown is being recognized for his great performance in Saturday's win over Charlotte. Brown was named the Big Ten Offensive Player of the Week after rushing for a career-high 257 yards and two touchdowns. Brown's 257 yards are the fourth most in a single game in Illini history. Here's the schedule for today. In junior high softball at the SIJHSAA Class S State Tournament at Coulterville, New Hope takes on Jonesboro in a semifinal at 3 p.m. Summersville takes on Chester St. John's Lutheran in the other semifinal. At the Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Albion plays Johnston City in one semifinal. In junior high baseball at the SIJHSAA Class M State Tournament at Pinckneyville, Albion plays Nashville in a semifinal. Johnston City takes on Pinckneyville in the other semifinal. At the Class S State Tournament at Coulterville, Muscoota Holy Childhood plays Altamont Lutheran in a semifinal. Woodlawn takes on Heron, Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the other semifinal. High school volleyball tonight, FCHS is at Flora, Cisney is at Grayville, Wayne City hosts North Clay, Carmi-White County is at Hamilton County, and El Dorado hosts Ziegler Royalton. High school tennis, FCHS hosts Newton. It's winner-take-all tonight as the Red Sox host the Yankees in the AL wildcard game in Major League Baseball. The winner of tonight's game will face the Tampa Bay Rays in the ALDS. NBA preseason action tonight. The Bulls host the Cleveland Cavaliers. Pacers at the New York Knicks. The NHL preseason tonight has the Blues at the Dallas Stars. And that is a Tuesday check of sports.
I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for a 30% chance of showers with mostly cloudy skies, high near 78. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of showers and possibly thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. Wednesday is calling for an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 75 and a low around 62, and a 60% chance of showers and storms on Thursday as well. Thursday's high will be 75 with a low near 59.
WFIWradio.com. WFIWradio.com. Your hometown homepage.
Life is already full of surprises, but your tuition shouldn't be one of them. While education costs rise in the U.S. every year, University of Phoenix is committed to protecting you from rising tuition costs with our tuition guarantee.